you know, we weighed a lot of different scenarios when we first started getting vaccine. You know, we've had our plans going, and then we've had to adjust because of differences with the vaccine that we, you know, the 15-minute wait after all of that. And one of the things was we knew we could capture that population really quickly. And we made the decision at that point to go ahead and do that. And that does, you know, that is a positive for our community to get that, get those teachers that wanted to be protected with the vaccine, get them in, get them taken care of. And it's, you know, educators, it's everybody in the school district that works there, bus drivers, all of them were part of that process so that we could move that forward for the kids, hopefully to help those superintendents be able to say, okay, we've mitigated everything we can possibly do to make this as safe as we possibly can for our staff and our students. And so, yeah, I do feel really good about that. I feel really very blessed with my staff that, you know, we discussed a lot of things because, you know, 65 and over, I mean, there are a lot of things in that 1B. And that was one thing that just because of the timing and the staffing that we had at the time, we were able to set those up away from the health department and just do that in one large vaccine clinic, which went, they just run really smooth. So that's what we hope to see moving forward too, is that we can do bigger clinics like that, get them taken care of, you know, because that's potentially 340. I think we did 340 vaccines with the two school districts. So that's pretty significant.